We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish and Gimel. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. We continue with the words of the Mechaber, Afilu Eina Grufa Uktuma, even if the stove, the fire, is not Garuf Ukatum, that the coals have not been covered, or in our case, the knobs or the heating element have not been covered, Mutar Lismoch LaKeder B'Samach Chutzala, you are allowed to put a pot next to the fire, meaning in our case of our stove, so you could leave the stove on without anything cover it and put a pot on the enamel on the countertop next to it, even though it will get warm, even though it will get hot. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if the area will become Yatzo lettuce bowl, it is still mutter. The Mishnah Berurah brings different deus, whether this only refers to a heter for Shehiya from Erev Shabbos, or it even refers to allowing one to do Hachazara on Shabbos itself, Samach. And the Mishnah Berurah even brings an opinion, even if the pot was never on the fire, rather it was a cooked food from before Shabbos and it was in the refrigerator, that maybe you can even put that samach to the fire. The Ber Halacha says that this is the base meyer, and he has a rye from the rush, so maybe even that would be permissible, even on an open fire, to put a pot next to it. V'im huska bekash o begvava, mutar lishol salah filo eina lo grufa velo ketuma. If a certain material of straw was used, so then you can do shehiya on that flame, even if it is not garf v'katam, because there is no chashash of shemei echata in such a situation, because chitui won't help with kash or gavava, as opposed to zesim or eitzim, or gefes, or our flames, where there is a chashash of shemei echata. The Ramah continues, shtei kiros hamatimo zoitzel zo v'dofen shel cheres beineihem. If you have two of these stoves, ovens that they used to have next to each other, and there is a counter in between them, ha'achas grufa uktuma v'ashnia eina grufa uktuma, one of the flames is gar v'katam and one is not, mutar lishol sala grufa uktuma afal pisha mosif hevel misha eina grufa uktuma. You can put a pot on the one which is gar v'katam, even though it will benefit from the heat which is coming from the eina gar v'katam stove. Mechaber continues, v'tanur afilu im husak b'kashu gvava asar afilu lismochlo afilu im hugarv v'katam. Even though we stated that by akira certain shehiya, certain qualifications are required for shehiya to be permissible, when it comes to a tanur, there is no heter at all to perform shehiya, even samach to the flame. This is because their tanurim, because of the shape of it, would get so hot that even gar v'katam would not help to lessen the fire. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Ran and the Rambam, who say that when it comes to a tanur, if it is cut with kash and gvava, it will be mutter if it is garv v'katam. The Ramah says that this is only going to be prohibited so long as the fire causes something to be yatzo lettuce bowl. And obviously you cannot do shehiya inside of the tanur or on top of it if you can't do it samach to it. The kofach shehu makom shvisas keder achas, it's like a kira, but it only has room for one pot. Im husak bekasho gvava dino kekira, begefes obeitzem dino ketanur. If it is used with straw, then it is like a kira and has the heterim that we've been discussing. But if it was used with gefes or eitzim, then it's like a tanur and there is no heter for shehiya whatsoever, even samachla. Rama comments, hatanurim shalanu dinam kekira. Our ovens are like a kira, and therefore it falls into the smachlokis, which we are discussing, the first opinion which we mentioned of the Rabbanan of garvakatam, allowing you to do shehi on something which is Michael ben Drusai, but if it is not gar v'katam, then you can't do anything unless it is mitzamik v'ralo, and the opinion of Hanania, which we will see in the future, that applies to our tanurim, since they are like the kiros that we have been discussing up until now. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Arachayim Chelak Al, Tzimanayin Dalar, Bishol, Oschavav, says that this point of the Mishnah of the Ramah, that tanurim shalanu, diem kikira, applies to our tanurim as well. One more point of interest, the Mishnah Berurah, commenting on the Ramah, who said that this is only true if it is yatzo lettuce bowl, that there is a problem by the tanur, says that even if it is not yatzo lettuce bowl, it is mutter. If it is not yatzo lettuce bowl, then you can put something even on top of the tanur, even on Shabbos. Because if there is no concern that the food is going to get to yatzo lettuce bowl, then there is no concern of bishul whatsoever.